We are going to have an Aging Well segment brought to you today by the Institute of Gerontology down at Wayne State University and underwritten by the good folks at Wright and Philippus, the leaders in the home health care field. And on our line, we've got Patricia Rencher with the IOG. She is a volunteer coordinator, and she's working on a very exciting project called Participant Resource Pool, or PRP. And we're going to find out what they mean by Participant Resource Pool. It's a list of confidential African-American adults who have agreed to consider taking part in a research project in our area. And the project is being conducted by approved faculty members at Wayne State University. Of course, you probably recognize Patricia's name, because whenever we talk about the Tuesday Colloquium series, I say to reserve your place, because you always have to call and make sure there's room. I call Patricia Rencher, and we give her number down at the IOG. And we have her here today to talk about PRP. Patricia, good morning and welcome.
Good morning to you as well.
Yes, it's nice to have you with us. There really is a Patricia Rencher.
There is indeed.
Well, tell us about this participation resource pool. Why is there a need for such a thing?
Well, it's a mouthful, first of all.
That's why we call it PRP.
That's why we call it PRP. But it's actually a resource for researchers, a listing, a database, where researchers can come and get the names of African-American older adults who will consider their research projects, consider participating in their research projects. Mm-hmm. And so the need is, well, for one reason, the vast health disparities that occur between African Americans and other groups, as well as the fact that many African Americans are do not participate in research, or up until now have been underrepresented in research.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Well, they've always been a minority part of the population, and so it's understandable that many times in these research projects they get overlooked, which should not happen, because there are many differences between cultural groups and ethnic groups and the like, and they need to be studied.
Oh, absolutely, and treatments need to be designed specifically for this group.
Well, I want to find out how PRP works and what kind of research projects you're planning on doing and all that stuff. But before we get to that, this Aging Well segment, as I said, is being underwritten by the wonderful folks at Wright and Philippus. And they are the leaders in the home health care field. And AJ, that's Tony Jr., would love to tell you more about his company.
I'm A.J. Philippus, president of Wright and Philippus. People come through our doors needing items such as portable oxygen, wheelchairs, and diabetic shoes. But when they leave, they have much more than a medical product. They leave with a better quality of life. That's our daily mission at Wright and Philippus, and it's why we'll work harder to provide you with the caring service you'd expect from the area's leading home health care company. Over the past 60 years, we've earned a reputation for providing the best service in the industry. It will always be our company's number one goal, and is our commitment to you. If you or a family member need anything for home health care, please visit the Wright and Philippus nearest you. We have more than 30 locations throughout the state to serve you.
Wright and Philippus, first to serve your home health care needs.
And indeed, there are many people like myself who do not go online, so you can't go to firsttoserve.com. But what we can do is pick up the telephone and call toll-free 1-800-482-0222. And that connects you with the best people in the home health care field, the folks at Wright and Philippus. And we thank them for providing the IOG with the opportunity to talk about Aging Well. And we're talking with Patricia Rencher from the IOG. Patricia, tell us now how PRP works and what kind of research projects you're going to get into.
Oh, absolutely. There's actually a two-step process to the PRP. We go out into the community and connect with churches, senior centers, or any group that's interested in having us.
Okay.
And we bring aging experts to the groups. But we also asked them to consider filling out a 5-minute survey that will give us some indication of what their activities of daily living are and so forth. And then we asked them, may we add them to our database?
Ah. Now, you said churches. Do you work primarily with churches, or
no.
What other groups are out there that you are interested in?
Absolutely. Any place, anywhere that seniors convene, we're open to going.
Okay. That have an African-American background.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
And I don't know, perhaps you know, probably because you're working with these people, what sorts of groups are out there besides, and I know a lot of African-American churches, I've been in a great many of them, but what other groups are out there?
Well, there's sororities and fraternities.
Oh, okay.
And senior centers and bridge clubs.
You know, I hadn't thought about that, but they actually have African-American senior centers, huh?
Yeah, well, they're mostly in the city.
Yeah.
Where
I see what you mean. Because of the majority population in Detroit.
Exactly.
That a great many of the senior centers there are essentially black senior centers.
Yes.
I hadn't thought about that at all. Isn't that funny? I never think about, I don't think about black and white, I'm afraid, Patricia. I'm really colorblind, and I have been all my life. I suppose it's because I was a jazz piano player, and I worked with so many black musicians all my life. And I just
know that
everybody is the same to me. I've had some wonderful experiences and friends in the black community, and this has been from the time I was a young lad. And I grew up in a little city in Indiana that was quite prejudicial, I must add.
Mm-hmm.
the city itself may have been prejudiced, but I was fortunate enough not to have to have that slammed in my face.
Music is the great connector.
Yes, it is. It's a great bridge. Now, tell us about the projects that you're going to do after you get connected with these people. What do you study?
Well, they go into a database, and they have not committed to anything until the researchers who have come to us and have been, of course, screened through, they've gone through lots of hoops at the university level. But they come to us, we do an additional screening, look at the research that they're going to perform, and we give them names that we have gotten through our database, and they in turn call those folks and ask them specifically for that project. And then at that point, database participants can say yay or nay. And so some of the kinds of research, let me first say that our research is only social and behavioral research. It's not medical. It's non-invasive. Most of it, most of the survey, the research are done through surveys or interviews. About the most invasive we've gotten is we've taken a swab out of the cheek from someone's mouth.
Okay.
But we don't do clinical research.
No, I was going to say you're not a clinical thing at the IOG.
Exactly.
You're really a cultural thing more than anything.
Yeah, social and behavioral.
Social behavior, yeah. Mm-hmm. And you have so many interesting research programs always going on down there. And this is just one small part of that, isn't it?
Exactly.
How many people currently are signed up for the PRP?
We've got about 1,300.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, you've got a pretty good start on it. Of course, there are thousands more that you'd love to talk to.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, we'll give the number in a little bit about where to call down at the Institute of Gerontology, the IOG, and how to talk to you.
Okay.
And, we're talking with Patricia Rencher. Incidentally, if you would like to join the conversation, if you have a question for Patricia, by all means, join with us. And it can be about the Black Project, the PRP, or it can be anything that has to do with aging at the IOG, because Patricia's pretty knowledgeable about all of that stuff. And our number on the air is 248-557-3300. We'll be back with Patricia in just a moment. I would like to talk about Apple Dental, and that's something that happens as we age. We lose teeth. Sometimes you lose a tooth or two. Sometimes you can lose a whole mouthful. But the interesting thing is that one of the best answers to that problem is dental implants, and I know because I have dental implants in my lower jaw, and not everybody can have them. You've got to have the right bone structure to qualify, but they are going to have a free eye-opening discussion about dental implants at Apple Dental in Warren, which is my dentist, and they're wonderful people. The doctor who is going to be talking about this is their dental implant specialist, Dr. Gregory Young, and he'll be talking on Thursday, May the 13th. That's just about a month away, at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And he'll talk about why dental implants are so successful and replacing dentures with implants and why you should do that and how implants are actually better than natural teeth and how they can improve your overall health, all those kinds of things. They will serve refreshments, but there is limited seating. It's not that big an office. And they're holding it right there at Apple Dental and Implant Center on Hoover Road in Warren, so you must call to make a reservation. There's no charge, and they would love to have you. If you're interested in dental implants, I urge you to go to the discussion on Thursday, May 13th at 1 o'clock at Apple Dental. The number to call is 586-751-6868, and they are located on Hoover Road, about a half mile north of the Reuther Freeway, so they're very easy to get to. The address is 28225 Hoover Road. They're handicap accessible, and they are wonderful dentists. You will actually enjoy going to the dentist if you need any other dental work. They do everything, from a simple cleaning your teeth all the way up to these dental implants. They do it all. And Dr. Cohn and his staff are absolutely wonderful at what they do and how they do it. So, again, the number to call is 586-751-6868. And speaking of calls, Patricia, we've got Inez on the line in Detroit, and she has a question for you. Inez, good morning and welcome. You're on the air with Patricia Rencher.
Yes, good morning to both of you. Good morning. What do you do at GOH and, you know, what does GOH, IOH.
PRP, you mean?
Or IOG.
Oh, IOG. That's the Institute of Gerontology.
Is that the one down there in the medical building?
No, we're located on Wayne State's campus.
Uh-huh.
And we're part of Wayne State. We're on the other side of what we're on. We're on East Ferry between Woodward and John R.
Oh, East Ferry.
Between Woodward and John R.
Okay. Yeah. And what do you do?
The Institute is a research and training facility. We prepare pre- and postdoctoral students to study aging from a variety of disciplines from across the campus. And we actually have several labs here where our faculty members are doing research.
Oh.
And as Patricia said a little bit ago, they don't do clinical research, you know, medical research. They leave that to the medical doctors, but they do research into the aging process and what it means to society. And they have all kinds of wonderful programs that they do down there. Can you tell us some of the current research projects?
I certainly can. Presently, we're always looking for people that are interested in having their brains imaged and looked at, and it is not invasive at all if you sit in front of a computer and they put a cap on you, because the researchers want to learn how the brain ages. That's pretty interesting.
Yes, indeed.
There's also a downsizing project, because as we know that as we age, many of the homes that we live in are not conducive to aging. So we want to learn about how people just make the decision, how, when they make the decision to downsize, and what are some of the kinds of things that they consider in doing that. So we're looking for people who are soon to move out of the home that they quite possibly have raised their children in and are downsizing.
And you're studying the effects of that and the problems that ensue from that. And
yes,
that's very interesting, because more and more people are doing that now.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Was there anything else, Inez?
Well, I'm glad she mentioned about the brain, because I was exposed to MRI or whatever that thing is.
Uh-huh.
And I don't like nobody messing with my brain, so I better come down there.
Please do.
Yeah.
Now, here is an individual, Patricia. If you were talking about contacting groups, do you belong to any group that is primarily African-American, Inez? like a sorority or a church group or?
I tell you what, I do know of a group, and I can inform them about this.
Well, I was wondering if you belonged to one, because if you wanted to get involved with the IOG, now let me get back to the original question I was going to ask you, Patricia.
Mm-hmm.
If can an individual call and get in on some of these research programs?
Absolutely.
Okay, so you don't have to be a group.
No, we just use the groups to go and speak before.
Okay.
Speak to and to explain to them what our program is.
But at the bottom line, you are dealing not with the group, you're dealing with individuals.
Absolutely.
So any individual listening now, and let me say, you don't have to be African-American. Anybody who is interested in getting into a research program, because there are all kinds of research programs that are looking for other ethnic and cultural backgrounds, so whoever you are, whatever color or whatever, the IOG would be interested, if you are interested in being a part of their research programs. And I think that might be a fun thing, especially for our seniors, you know, if they're retired and they've got time.
Absolutely.
It's wonderful.
And we make it pretty convenient for folks. A lot of times we will either go out to the senior's home, or we will provide transportation for them. And most often there's a little incentive there, a little financial incentive for participating. So, and because we appreciate people.
Well, I'll tell you, Inez, you may want to jot this number down. Give us the number where people call the IOG. And is there some specific person they ask for? Do they ask for you?
They can. You can call
313-577-2227. 2297, and that's the general number for the Institute of Gerontology.
And you can ask for me, Pat Rencher.
Pat.
Uh-huh.
Short for Patricia.
Correct.
I've always been very formal about that, Pat. I didn't realize, you know, I've always seen the name written out in the colloquium series information, and it always says Patricia, and I thought that's the way you wanted it. Let me call you Pat.
Yes, that is fine.
Okay, I'll hang up now.
Okay, Inez, thank you very much.
I'll look for your call, Inez. Appreciate it. I got so much on my plate, folks.
Well, there's always room for a little more, Inez.
Okay, dear.
Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Both of you and all the neighbors.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. We're talking with Pat Rencher, and I will use the diminutive now.
You may.
And we'll be a little chummier. And as a matter of fact, I see somebody else is calling in here, Pat, so we're going to have another question for you in a moment.
Okay.
But before we do that, we're talking about seniors, and a whole bunch of seniors are getting closed in on 65 and Medicare. If you're one of them and you're turning 65 soon, the best gift you can give yourself is Medicare coverage that will be right for you. And that's because original Medicare doesn't cover all the medical costs. You can be responsible for deductibles, co-pays, and co-insurances. Learn more about your Medicare choices by attending one of the free workshops that are being offered by HAP, the Health Alliance Plan. HAP's Alliance Medicare PPO, for example, received the highest rating in Michigan this year based on the overall health plan quality star summary ratings. And incidentally, there was no Medicare HMO plan in Michigan that rated higher than HAP's Senior Plus, which is their HMO. And HAP has a variety of choices for you. For example, Medicare Advantage, Part D, and a whole host of Medicare supplement plans. They got about a dozen of those. HAP's Medicare knowledgeable staff works with you to help identify which of these options is going to meet your needs. So if you're turning 65, HAP is here to help. Call for more information and sign up to attend one of those free Medicare workshops. Call toll-free 1-800-449-1515. And incidentally, they can accommodate persons with special needs at their meetings. Health Alliance Plan and Alliance Health and Life Insurance Company are health plans with a Medicare contract. Again, the toll-free number for information is 1-800-449-1515. We're talking with Pat Rencher. Did we have another caller?
Okay. It was for a different show.
Oh, for a different show. Okay. So let me ask you about Medicare. Do you do any studies that relate to Medicare and health insurance and that kind of thing?
We certainly do. We have Dr. Gail Jensen, who has looked at Medicare. She's looked at long-term care insurance and the like. She's an economist.
Okay,
yes.
So she's doing a research project. Does she is she looking for people to volunteer and talk about what they have found good or bad about Medicare?
I'm sure she is.
Oh, and then her name is what again?
Dr. Gail Jensen, J-E-N.
Gail Jensen.
S-E-N.
Oh, okay, Jensen. Yeah, that's the Danish spelling.
Mm-hmm.
If it's O-N, it's Norwegian or Swedish. If it's E-N, it's Danish. I say that because I have a Danish background.
Okay.
I know about that, except that when they gave me my new name when I came here from Indiana, when I came to work here in Detroit, they wanted to call me Bob Allison. And they spelled it with an O-N, and I didn't argue with them because I figured, well, I'm new on the block. So I just let them call me whatever they wanted to as long as they made the check out properly.
Right.
anyway, with these groups that you contact, what happens to that relationship? How do you maintain it? Do you go back and talk with them and tell them what's going on, or... is it a continuing relationship, or is it just a one-time thing where you let them know that they can get involved?
Oh, no. It's a continuing relationship. They're invited to all of our events. We do about six of those community education events.
Well, I know you have the Healthy Black Elders thing.
The large event, which is
that's
the
a very
first.
Big, that's coming up soon, isn't it?
It absolutely is. It's the first Tuesday in June.
The first what?
First Tuesday in June.
Okay.
And I think this year that's June 1st.
Now, do people have to sign up for that, or can they just show up?
They need to pre-register.
Pre-register, so they would call 313-577-2297 and say, I want to come to the Healthy Black Elders exhibit. And where are you going to hold it this year?
The health reception, yes. At New Providence Baptist Church Center, which is Southfield at Plymouth.
Okay, because that's a new location
this
year.
That's a new location, yeah.
And bigger, because this has been growing. I've talked about it for years, and it keeps getting bigger every year, and it's a wonderful opportunity for our black elders to find out how they can stay healthy.
Absolutely.
You have all kinds of exhibitors there that are displaying their wares and their services for seniors. And what else do they do there? They have lectures and...
There'll be a couple of short panel discussions where some leading aging experts will talk and entertain questions from the audience. There'll be a free lunch.
Okay.
And we'll have posters illustrating much of the research that we've been doing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what time does it start in the morning?
Starts about 7:30, 8 o'clock. I think the public will be allowed to come in at 8 o'clock, and they can do their health screenings prior to the...
Okay, you do health screenings, and that means you take blood pressures and temperatures and check people's ears and, you know, eyes.
All
and,
hearing, all of that, yes.
Yeah, and you do a good, complete screening, which a lot of people, I don't know why they don't go to the doctor once a year and have these things checked in an annual physical, especially as you get older, but... People don't. And here is a chance to get a free screening and a free lunch and talk to people who are concerned about your health.
And entertainment. We're going to have
a comedian. Well, one of these days, I know one time I was going to come over and play piano during the lunch hour.
Oh, really?
Well, kind of give people a little background music. And the trouble was I couldn't find the location for some reason or other. I went the wrong way on 7 Mile Road, and I was looking for the wrong church, I think. I was remembering someplace where it had been before, and it wasn't there. And by the time I finally found out where I was going, it was past time for me to play.
Well, you must come this year.
Well, we'll talk about it.
Okay.
I would be delighted. We're talking with Pat Rencher, and if you'd like to talk with Pat, we have lines open, and you can get through. We're talking about... The studies that are being done, particularly for African Americans who are seniors, and there's a lot of interesting things going on down there. The program that they're doing is called PRP, which is short for Participant Resource Pool, And we'll be back and talk a little bit more with Pat about that. And if you want to talk with Pat, 248-557-3300 is our number. But let me remind you about Town Center Financial Services in Warren, because no matter what your age is, you have a financial future. And if you're not planning it and taking care of it, you are going to be in trouble down the road. You may already be retired, and you're finding out that the money is dwindling faster than you are. And that's the problem. People are outliving their money. And you don't want that to happen to you. Now, there are a lot of ways that Town Center can help you. They are financial advisors, but they don't charge you. There is no cost, no obligation to sit down and talk about your financial situation and how you can make it better, particularly as it applies to your financial future. And Tom Bolks, we were talking with Tom this morning on Your Money Matters, and in that segment he was mentioning a thing that they have from the Wharton people, the Wharton Business School, that you can have as a freebie. They'll mail it out to you. I think it's about 12 or 13 pages, but it's not in funny talk. It's in understandable language, and it talks about annuities, which they're very big on at Town Center, and very understandable, and that's a way that you can guarantee yourself a stream of income for the rest of your life, no matter how long you live. Now, that's important to find out about it and to make an appointment and sit down and talk with these people. Call 1-800-574-9750 or ask for that Wharton paper. Town Center Financial Services in Warren, 1-800-574-9750. Now, Pat, let me talk about other participation resource pools. Are there any others out there besides
yours?
Well,
yes, there are, but fewer than 10.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And I would have no doubt that yours is the best.
I'd say so.
I have no doubt about that, because of the thing. You know, I've been involved in a lot of the things that you do. For example, tell us a little more about the colloquium series. We talk about these Tuesday lectures, and they are open to the public, and they're free, and they run from 9:30 to 10:30 on Tuesday mornings. Who's coming up next Tuesday?
Well, this past Tuesday was the last colloquium for the academic year.
Okay, so they're just ending.
Okay.
When do they start up again?
When school starts in September.
In September.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll be telling people about it, because I'm on their mailing list, and I get the emails about who's going to show up, and I always talk about it, and that's when I mention your name. Tell me a little bit about yourself. How long have you been with the IOG, and what's your background?
Well, I've been with the IOG since September of 06, and prior to coming here, I was involved in human services, and I did grant writing.
Oh.
And my parents, my mother first, became ill and had to go into a nursing home. And then my dad began to decline. So I had an 83-year-old mom and a 92-year-old dad.
Wow.
And I began to see all the kinds of things, challenges that they were confronting as they tried to navigate aging.
Yeah.
And became very interested in aging and came to the IOG to do some postmaster's work in gerontology, and also asked Peter to come down to my mom's nursing home and provide a couple of talks to the families, because I found that in the nursing home.
This is Peter Lichtenberg, who is the director of the IOG, and a wonderful guy, and we've had him as a guest on the show a couple of times. People should find out more about your PRP and what you're doing down there, and if they want to volunteer and be a part of it, they simply call 313-577-2297. And you can sign up for the Black Elder Experience, and they can talk to Pat Rencher. So they can ask for you. And
absolutely.
Pat, it's been a pleasure. I thank you so much, and I wish you luck to keep on doing the wonderful things you're doing.
Thank you very much.
This has been Aging Well, brought to you today by the Institute of Gerontology at Wayne State and underwritten by the wonderful people at Wright and Philippus. And we'll look forward to another Aging Well segment next month. And